deep, sometimes you use less. Actually, you have to use wide boards. Because of the danger of a calf putting his head through, I wish I could show you a Quran, but they're difficult to tell you about it.
Would you ever make any kind of fences that you would just take maybe a whole tree and split it and make rails, make a rail fence?
No.
There are no rail fences around it. And you said you had a barn. Was there any kind of fence around the barn?
No.
Was there any area marked off around the barn?
No. He just had it in the big area around what we call the homestead, I guess, where the houses were.
And so it'd just be part of the lot?
Yes.
And you said that you grow hay?
Yes.
How do you store that? In
bales. He had a machine for baling it. So does my husband.
Have you ever seen it done any other way? Stacked?
Yes. When I was a little girl, the machines would get out of order, they'd stack them like that, like a teepee.
How big was a haystack? What did you call those stacks?
I don't remember calling them anything. I guess they were not important.
So you'd make it like a teepee?
Yes. Mostly he had it baled.
If you made haystacks, would you call them haystacks?
Yes.
Would you put those inside or outside the barn? Would they be?
Outside.
How big would they be?
Huge.
Well, 10 feet high or?
Yes.
And so if they're 10 feet high, they must be about how big at the base?
Like bigger than this room.
Oh, so like 12?
They put in posts at the center. I remember that. They put in posts.
Oh, they build it around the
place? Yes.
Post. Or have you ever seen them cut hay? I mean, before they bail it, have you ever seen it done? Watched it done?
No.
Watch them.
It makes me sneeze. My children bail hay all the time. Little boys do.
Well, you know, when they first cut the hay, do you know what they do with it then?
You leave it in the ground, and then another machine bales it.
Well, I heard that they rake it into little, you know, to rows sort of thing. They rake it together before it's baled.
I don't know that, because we only use the machinist. There's never anyone else on foot doing any raking.
Well, sometimes I have a machine that rakes it here, but I think.
What?
Does the machine rake it together?
Yes.
What would you call it when it's raked into those long things of hay? You know.
I don't know that he has any special name.
And you said you had a place to keep corn in the barn.
Yes. He had a grinding machine too.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
So that was grind. Was that in the barn?
Yes. Not in the barn. It was outside on a shed of its own, on a small shed to protect the motor.
Well, what would you call the place in the barn that you kept them? Corn.
We call it a silo.
And did you have any other kind of grain that you would grow, like oats
or
wheat? Do you know what you call a building like that? Is any other name besides a silo or something? There would be a place to store grain. You ever heard of a granary?
What is a granary?
I don't know. I think it's a place for you to store grain, but
we never had any grain. To store.
Well, what's a silo like?
A silo can be anything from the round, long ones to just an ordinary room.
Oh, so you can have a room that you call a silo. And you said you had peaches growing
at
home?
Yes. I have peaches growing here.
Oh, you do? What kind of peaches are they?
We had beautiful reddish peaches, and then we had the golden peaches too.
Are those the kind that when you break them open, the seed falls out or what?
Some of them fall and the others stick to the pulp. Is that what you call it? But they were very, very good.
Do you know what the difference, what the call is?
The golden one, I imagine, were a better brand or variety of peaches. They were big.